listener production.
Good morning, Lauren Wilson here with your local news briefing. The inquiry into what brought down an MRH-90 Taipan helicopter killing four defence personnel is continuing today. This week's second public hearing will hear from the family members of those who died during the Exercise Talisman Sabah last year. Yesterday's hearing heard from defence personnel around the training process pilots underwent, including the use of night vision goggles. It continues in Brisbane today. The state government has announced a 20% boost in funding for the domestic, family and sexual violence sector for the next year. Stephen Miles says he isn't content with the extra $36 million from his government, though. He's heading to National Cabinet this week to ask for it to be matched.
We've made a contribution here. It's an increased contribution on top of what we regularly contribute. And there's an opportunity, I think, for the Australian government to also increase their funding commitment.
And TMR say a safe sidetrack road as an alternative to the Peak Downs Highway overpass will likely open in late May. In the meantime, detour routes via Dysart Claremont Road and Peak Downs Mine Road are available with some restrictions in place. It's as earlier this month, a large truck transporting an excavator ploughed into the bridge on Hall Road, causing significant traffic disruption and longer delays for miners on their commute to work. TMR add that heavy vehicle operators using the route should refer to the conditions of operation database prior to their journey. Taking a look at local sport. In the classic clash of CQ rivalry over the weekend in the NBL 1 North Comp, both Mackay and Rockhampton brought their A game. In the men's, our Mackay Meteors just stole the win by a narrow 9 points, ending in a 102-111 victory to our Mackay side. In the women's, there was a bigger margin, with the Rockhampton Cyclones beating our Meteorettes by 20 points, 93-73. And want more local news? You can download our listener app, search for Mackay and the Whitsundays local news and add to your favourites now.